Last month, two state senators were elected to Congress, Democrat Donald McEachin and Republican Tom Garrett. McEachin's seat is almost certain to be held by the Democrats because no Republican will be on the ballot, but Garrett's seat in the state Senate is a hotly contested race, and if Democrats are able to pick it up, they will take control of the state Senate. Robert Denton at Virginia Tech says that's unlikely, though.
And the 22nd has a pretty strong Republican base, pretty strong active core there. But certainly surprises can happen, especially even if it's a cold or bad weather day, can make a difference of a couple of percentage points.
But it's not just the uncertainty of a low turnout special election in January. There's another wild card here. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington points out that a third candidate in the race could help Democrats and hurt Republicans.
What you see in this district is an independent conservative third-party candidate, and if that candidate gets a significant share of the vote that would otherwise go to a Republican, there may be the possibility for a Democrat to finish first out of three.
The Democrat in the race is former Fluvanna Sheriff Ryan Washington. He's running against Republican Mark Peek and independent conservative Joseph Hines. I'm Michael Pope.